Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from our holy gospel found in Luke chapter 24. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise." This is God's word. What difference does it make that we have a living Lord Jesus? Why does the resurrection of the dead make a difference for you and me this morning? Does it make any difference? Have we stopped to contemplate, to consider for ourselves for a moment that our Lord Jesus lives and dwells with his people? As Luther would have us ask, what does this mean? It means everything. It's easy for us, even today, even as Christians who come here to the house of the Lord on Easter morning, it's easy for us to deny Jesus' resurrection. And you're probably saying, what are you talking about? I don't deny the resurrection of Jesus. I'm here. I'm in church on Sunday morning. Clearly, I believe that Jesus is risen. And my question for you is, do you? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and lives and reigns forever? We have in our gospel today the account of women who had heard from Jesus himself that he would die and then rise again. His disciples had heard that he would die and rise again. And yet on Easter morning, no one expected Jesus to be alive. The angels, the men at the tomb, say to the women, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here. He is risen." But those women, they were there with spices and oils for anointing the body of Jesus. They expected a dead body, but he was risen. When they heard the report from the angels and ran and told what they had seen to the disciples, it says they thought it was an idle tale. None of them stopped to consider that Jesus had told them this already, that he would live even after death. So if even the women who were there at the tomb, if even his closest followers can deny the resurrection of Jesus, perhaps we're more susceptible than we think. Let me put it this way. Do we live life day in and day out as though our Lord and Savior lives? Has that reality filled us with the joy that it ought to give us? Has it confronted us with the reality that God is real, that his Son does live, and there is really a ransom for sin for you and for me? Do we believe that Jesus has risen from the dead? Do we seek a living Jesus this morning? Or are we here just out of sentiment because, well, I guess this is what we do on Easter morning? Dearest friends in Jesus Christ, it is my joy to tell you, to proclaim to you that yes, Jesus Christ is risen from the dead and he lives and dwells here among you in his word. He is here as he promised he would be. Your sin is forgiven. Your guilt is taken away and death has been defeated on your behalf. The grave has no power over you or over me. This morning at the sunrise service, we heard a reading from later in 1 Corinthians 15. And I told those who were there this morning that if you want a good devotional exercise on this Easter day, I would urge you and challenge you to go home, take out your Bible, and read all of 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul talks about the resurrection. We heard a different section of it this morning. It says, if in this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. If Jesus is just some sort of placebo effect meant to make us feel better about our lives here in this world, you know, that's what a lot of the world thinks you're doing here this morning. That you're kidding yourself with a bunch of legends and nonsense and garbage meant to distract yourself from the reality that there's a broken world out there. You're just trying to make yourself feel better. Paul would agree that if it's only about feeling better here in this world, we are to be pitied. But in fact, Paul says, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Now, that's a word we don't use a whole lot today, first fruits. We often use it in reference to tithing, that when we give to the Lord, we should give the first fruits, the first of what we have. But Jesus is also described as a first fruits of the resurrection from the dead. That means he's the first of what's to come. Stop and think about what that means. If Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection, that means there's more resurrection to come. That means you have a resurrection to look forward to as well. Because Jesus lives, you and I will live for eternity with our Father in heaven, with Christ himself, victorious over the grave and death. Because Jesus lives, life wins. Life wins. Life wins. Death doesn't get the final say. Death doesn't get to be the victor. Satan doesn't get to wag his finger in your face and taunt you. No. Your Lord Jesus lives. And that makes all the difference for your life in this world and, of course, for the life in the world to come. It's so easy in a world surrounded by death to become preoccupied with death. Again, those women went to the tomb with their spices. The disciples didn't believe. They were dealing with death. You know, we're overcome by death as well in so many ways. Sickness, disappointment, temptation, greed, jealousy, lust, brokenness, divorce, hate, prejudice, war, racism, inequality, poverty, envy, conflict, covetousness, faithlessness, idolatry, adultery, violence, all sorts of evil. It's all death. It's all death. But we have a living Lord. A Lord who is victor over death. Who shows that death does not get the final say. Jesus wins. Life wins. And therefore, dear friends in Christ, you win. You have a living Lord. Don't seek the living among the dead. Look for Jesus where he wants you to find him, in his word of life, in his promise in that word that he will come again to give you life, that he has swallowed up death forever. Thanks be to God, we have a living Lord. A Lord to serve, a Lord who serves us in his word and in his sacrament, a Lord who equips us with all that we need to live life and receive life for all of eternity. To our living, risen Lord Jesus be the glory now and forever. Amen.